Patreon time once again. Isn't that right, Ben?
Indeed. And it feels like 1989 or 1992 again, because we got some Keaton merch that's out there.
Is there a baseball cap?
Oh, man, they should. I think there's really should be one, actually. Yeah. So we got they've been showing these over the weeks, and I think some of them are starting to come out the week that this gets released. I don't know if one of them is this Batmobile, but there's going to be obviously a Batmobile, the return of the Batmobile designed by Julian Caldo, I think, for Anton First's team on the Tim Burton Batman 89 movie. And this is it. And as it's going to be seen in the Flash movie, I have seen comments bringing up the fact that it's not a completely accurate representation of the Batmobile. We have a lot of hardcore fans of this Batmobile. If you look at the canopy and the windshield, it's a little wider and taller than the one in the movie. Now we can see where it's a little sleeker and stuff. So maybe that's just the angle on the toy, or maybe the toy's was just slightly off in it. Again, it's a toy, so doesn't necessarily mean that'll reflect how it's like in the movie. I haven't gotten a good look at it in the movie yet. I mean, there's only just like split second shot in the trailer, so it's hard to tell at this point. But I've seen some criticism of this toy for this part. But luckily, we can still get other toys from the previous versions. Anyway, as you know, I already got, like, this is probably not something I'm going to get because I already have this Batmobile. So I don't really see the need to get another version of a Batmobile I already have. Unless I really need, especially something to this scale, like I don't really need something like this. But
it's the Flash other one, though, man.
Yeah, it's supposed to be at least the same one as the one from the 90s. So I don't know. Some of these, the ones I might be tempted to get, though, are the ones of Keaton himself. So what they've got out there, we've got, this is an action figure of the Keaton Batman in it. They've got his grappling gun. Looks, I mean, the hook is obviously a lot bigger than the one in the movie, but then some people have pointed out the Batarang looks slightly off and stuff. Again, I don't think they put a ton of, forethought sometimes in some of these, but it's cool. It's just surreal to see an action figure of Keaton as Batman that's new, as opposed to just like, oh, it's meant to replicate what he was like in, 30 years ago. Like,
is this out? Are these toys out?
I don't think this one is out, but the Funkos I think are out this week.
Oh wow, okay.
So the Funkos are out this week. There are at least three of them for Keaton's version of Batman. One with him in the bat suit that he's in. One where he doesn't have the cowl on, with him in the white hair, which is cool.
Are you getting all these?
I'm tempted, dude. I'm more tempted to get this than the Batmobile. This one, I'm like, I have an 89 Batman, but it's not quite the same in terms of the suit. And then I don't have like a maskless Bruce, so that'd be cool. And then I don't have Batman in the Batwing in any form.
You have to get all those.
Well, send it over to a superhousepodcast@gmail.com. We'll talk it over if you want to send us some Funkos. But I'm more tempted to get this than the Batmobile, and we get another look kind of at how Keaton would look. I would assume that at some point in the movie he takes the cowl off while he's in the suit for them to have a Funko of this. Which will be cool, sort of a cowless Keaton, which we haven't really gotten since 1992, so that'd be cool. And then they also not only have one for Keaton, but they got one for Batfleck too. And
oh, nice!
This is a shot of it from that sort of motorcycle style thing that he's wearing, it looks like the cowl on the Funko is black, but the cape is definitely some darker shade of blue on it. Mm-hmm. So, kind of carrying that over from the movie, which is cool. But the big one that people have posted about is, of course, the one from McFarlane, which is this foot tall Keaton statue. Again, I'm not a big statue toy guy, but if I'm going to get anything, I'd be tempted to get this. So
the one statue would be this one. Yeah.
I'm sure there's other ones from the 89 one, and I do prefer the 89 suit. So maybe I would get that instead. But it depends.
They talked about a price point for this, $500 or some shit.
I don't think it's that much. Actually, you know what? As we're talking about this, let me just look it up right now.
We're looking it up right now, everybody.
It is tempting. It's definitely tempting, but it does give us a good look, right, at the at this new bat suit that he's wearing, which has also, there's other stuff as well that has shown up for this. In particular, the art on the box has also been released. This is what it looks like with him swooping in. Gives us another good look at that suit. And people have compared it, including our friends Burton's Gotham on Instagram, have compared this to the Jerry Ordway art with this pose in the comic book adaptation of Batman 89. So okay. This also came with a description on the toy that might be slightly spoilery, but basically confirms what we already know about the fact that Keaton's Batman is retired and has to come out of retirement, given this sort of multiversal catastrophe that's happened during this whole Flashpoint type of thing. So,
right.
Which is pretty cool and pretty much what we expect for this. So, that's cool. This does lead into a question that one of our big fans, Walter the Robot, asked: what do you all think of the new bat suit we see Keaton wearing? I'm not a fan. Sorry. Oh, Walter. Wow. So I don't think it's as good as the original ones. However, I still like it. Like, I'm glad. I know some people, when they announced that Keaton was back, some people were just like, what if he's in the Kingdom Come suit? I'm just like, I'd be fine if like Affleck was back in the Kingdom Come suit, but if Keaton's coming back, keep him in the black rubber, you know? Like, like, we really want to see blue and gray Batman in this movie and in the Brave and the Bold movie, or we really want to see like other variants that's not just like black rubber Batman. But if it's Keaton coming back, keep him in the black rubber, you know? Like, right. Preserve that. So I'm glad they at least kept that aesthetic. The ab portion seems a little weird to me because it almost feels like cloth in some of the shots that I've seen. Now, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I don't know. It's like he lost the armored abs in that section. It looks a little weird. Not going to lie, it looks a little weird in that. So I'm not too big of a fan of that aspect. And then the belt, I mean, again, usually I'm kind of a proponent for, like, I like what they did with the belt in the Pattinson one where it sort of just blends in. But when it's Keaton, again, it's the utility belt is kind of iconic with the rest of his suit. Keep it that way.
Right.
You know? So right. Like it, and I think some people have brought up differences in the cowl too, that I haven't noticed as much, but, I think some of the art by, our Patreon patron Logan has, kind of redone, you know, sort of the initial photos of Keaton in it or art of it. And I'm just like, yeah, that does look better because it looks closer to what he wore in 89. So some of it is nostalgia talking, but personally, I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm not going to say I hate it. I still like it better than a lot of other bat suits, but it's also like the weakest out of the three that we've seen him in my opinion. What do you think?
All right. So, I mean, I think it's fine. I don't want to sound like a plain Jane over here, but it doesn't really, I don't know. Nothing really is super striking to me. That's too bad about it. Like the kind of like motocross armor of Batflex armor is what really sets me off in this one. Like that really is like a, you know, kind of a demerit or whatever for as far as bat suits are concerned in this movie. I did notice that like the midsection is a little different, but I don't know. It's fine. It doesn't bother me really at all. I think it's a good bat suit overall.
Yeah, I think it has enough of the aesthetic that people are recognizing Keaton in it without being, you know, without having sort of an uncanny valley effect where it's like too far off. Because if it was too far off, then it would have felt weird, you know, if he wasn't wearing something that wasn't of that aesthetic. So, like, I think it's just enough of that aesthetic that it feels right.
So, right.
But just in the spirit of showing stuff, and because he's one of our big Patreon patrons, Logan has redone the art with this the old cowl, and I think, and the utility belt, and it does look better in my opinion.
Yeah, it does look cool.
So check him out Instagram at Shane Helms 121. But yeah, that is the
nice.
That's the Keaton merchandise that we got, and yeah, very sorely tempted to get some of the stuff. So we'll see. But in the meantime, let's go over. We got a new section. Guns. Guns tweets. So we're going to. It's a new thing that we're doing. We're going to be kind of going over some of the tweets that James Gunn has done to announce stuff or debunk certain things. And so take it away, Andrew. This first one's on Shazam.
Okay, so Gunn's tweet, the first one, he says, what do you think about the Shazam movie, the new one, Shazam mm-hmm. 2? And he just said, I love it. It's a complete blast. And the whole crew killed it. I mean, well, Zachary Levi, Pony Smasher, which is the director, and Rachel Zegler, and the whole crew killed it. So, you know, he's talking more about it because it's coming up soon. But it's just was just kind of funny because he almost kind of glossed over it during the DCU announcement. He's like, we got Shazam 2 coming out. And then we got that Flash movie, everybody. Now that was a movie. You know, it's, he didn't say it like that, but it did. He really kind of focused on the Flash movie more than Shazam mm-hmm. 2. But it's fine, dude. It's fine. This is coming up soon. So whatever. I'm sure this is going to be a good movie, but it just seems like this will be probably a B or an A tier, and Flash could possibly be a S tier movie. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Or at least A. Yeah.
At least A. Yeah. So right, that's it for that one. So this one's cool. So he's pretty much seems to have confirmed that they're working on a Wonder Woman animated movie with this tweet here. You know, it even or has a TV hash- show. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, animated series. So he says, I mean, it even has the hashtag in here, Wonder Woman animated series. So, and he says agreed working on it. So I guess pretty much confirmed that we're going to have a new Wonder Woman cartoon, which is cool. Yeah,
he had a follow-up here.
Okay.
In response to this other person.
This person said, I don't think they're working on an animated show. They're working on expanding the mythos, Paradise Lost, etc. That would be live action, I'm assuming. And then he said, no, we're working on Wonder Woman into more animation. Mm-hmm. double down. I agree that there hasn't been enough of her in that area, and was one of the first things I brought up to the animation folks. So
makes sense.
Very cool. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, like it is amazing, isn't it, that the DC animated universe, where there was a Batman, you know, animated series, a Superman animated series, and then a popular take on Wonder Woman in Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, and she never got a spinoff show. She never got to headline her own thing. It seems like a no-brainer.
She had a pretty good animated movie, too, like in 2009 or some shit, but they mm-hmm. never had a series. They need to get WTAZ up and running.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be awesome. Dub-Taz.
All right. Next one.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. So somebody asked on here, Clegane Bowl. That's a Game of Thrones reference from back in the day. Yeah. So anyway, James Gunn, are the rumors that you've sent out a casting call for Superman 20 to 30 year olds true? And he says, no, a casting director hasn't even been hired. So we can just assume that script is not ready yet. And why hire a casting director when the script isn't ready yet, like he's talked about before. Mm-hmm. So, again, really great to see this kind of transparency from somebody so high up and so part and parcel to the process.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is a lot of fans think they know stuff about the industry when they actually don't. So, like, there's a lot of assumptions of, like, oh, like, surely they've got this by now. They've got this plan and stuff. I'm just like, this movie is not as far along as you think. Like, dude, it's not like all they have the full cast already and they're going to introduce the Superman in the new suit at the end of the Flash movie. It'd be great if they did, but I really doubt it.
I really think where they are right now as of this recording is he's got a pretty decent draft of the script, but it still stands the chance to be changed quite a bit even now. Mm. He's got a very good base, though, I think. More than likely, speculation. So.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's probably like some potential actors in his mind, like on a whiteboard somewhere or in like a yellow pad in his office. Yeah. But like, I don't think anybody's actually like reached out to actors yet and been like, all right, like, we're, you know, you in or stuff. Like, I don't think we're at that point. I think it's literally just like, this actor could be good or this type. But whether or not they actually get the role is a whole other story, you know, like that's completely different versus somebody actually getting an offer right now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's just armchair producers out there. Oh, man. I saw on like TikTok or something, somebody from the armed forces called somebody else part of the keyboard division. I thought that shit was hilarious.
We see a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
So,
keyboard division, man. Anyway, we got any more of these tweets?
Last one is this one. So James Gunn has been watching something that we are going to tackle pretty soon, which is an image from the Donner cut of Superman 2.
Yes, so this is the versions he's watching, which is kind of cool. I like that a lot. He wants to see the director's vision more in the other cut, which is cool, even if incomplete. So that's cool. Really cool.
Yeah. And I forgot to include this tweet too. He did say that he is reading all of John Byrne's Superman run from the 80s, starting with, you know, the Man of Steel and going further and further into it. So there's definitely going to be, you know, some influence. I think right now he's just reading and watching everything. Like, I don't think this is a case where it's just like, this movie will definitely take cues from Superman 2, the Donner cut specifically, or the John Byrne.
I think it's just like,
I'm writing a Superman thing. Let me just completely live, breathe, eat, literally drink out a Superman mug, which was in another tweet. Like, let me just be in this entire world and just immerse myself. Cause like, that's what I would do. And if you gave me the reins of a Batman movie, that's all I would fucking surround myself in, even though I already do that. But
that's the thing. If you're a writer or director, writer or whatever, and you're tasked with writing something like that, it could be like, you know, you're tasked with writing the next Smurfs film. Well, guess what, Ben? We're going to be fucking watching every Smurfs thing that ever fucking existed.
Yeah.
That's how Hollywood should work. And Superman is cool in the Smurfs, obviously, but this is just an example. Like,
Captain Planet stuff. Like, you and I would spend a whole weekend rewatching Captain Planet to see if there's any other ideas that could feed into the pitch with you and Stefan.
You just immerse yourself completely, and it does look like that's what he's doing. And we're just lucky to have, you know, somebody like Gunn to be doing. I mean, look, we're not there. He could be lying online, but I don't think he is. More than likely, this is all real, actually. Mm-hmm. So, I think he's trying to eat, live, breathe, shit Superman as long as he possibly fucking can to squeeze every ounce into this script. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Which is great. And he had a Wonder Woman mug as well, actually, another tweet. But
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, every meeting he goes into about a certain project, he has a different mug for that respective superhero to bring in. All right, it's a Superman meeting. Time for the Superman mug. It's this Wonder Woman, the animated series type stuff. All right, let me get the Wonder Woman one. Batman, Brave and the Bold. All right, let me get that one. Like, it's
right.
He's just varying it up because that's what we would do as fans.
Oh, definitely. I do. Yeah, the immersion is great. He's definitely he's really taking it to the limit or whatever you call it. He's really going there. So
yeah,
I appreciate it, James Gunn. And I know definitely 100% you're watching this video.
He's definitely a fan.
100%. Thank you, James Gunn, for watching. Oh yeah. The shower. That's right.
But yeah, that is pretty much what we got, I think, for Gunn's tweets, because then we're going to transition into, I'm going to talk to Andrew about the very first comic book superhero live action movie of all time, the 1941 serial, The Adventures of Captain Marvel, to kind of tie into the Shazam versus the comic episode that we did this week. Also, real quick as an announcement, if any of you are going to WonderCon on the weekend, Andrew and I will be there on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th. And so say hi to us. We'll be there. I'll be there in the Quick Change Bruce Wayne shirt probably on Sunday. to meet with Joe Quinones in person. But nice. Yeah, say hi. You know, don't shy away from it. You know, we definitely love to meet fans in person. You know, take a selfie with us, all types of stuff. You know, stick around and, you know, talk it out. It'll be awesome.
We would love to meet all the listeners and more. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. We'll be there on Saturday. And we'll check us out there. And I guess that'll do it. Check out the link to the rest of this episode in the description, which is our Patreon link. Please join the $5 tier and join us behind the paywall, which starts now.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.